today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Of course, we have a special salam to all Shia Muslims, the follower of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And of course, congratulations, because today is the birthday anniversary of this great personality, this great follower of the last prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Yes, today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all of you. And of course, congratulations to dear fathers and dear brothers.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Today, Thursday, is the 13th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 25th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of
Eid. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad.
It was Friday, 13th of Rajab, 30th Amorfil, Hazrat Fatima bint Asad, the wife of Abu Talib, entered the precincts of the Kaaba and prayed to Allah, saying, O my protector, ease my pain. All of a sudden, the wall of the Kaaba opened up, and she, as if by some unseen force, went inside the Kaaba, and the wall closed. Ali, the youngest son of Abu Talib, was born inside the holy Kaaba. She stayed inside for 3 days. On the third day, she came out through the door, and Muhammad was waiting outside. She told Muhammad that the boy had not taken any milk. Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, gave him the first feed from his mouth, and afterwards asked his uncle Abu Talib that he wished to adopt the baby. Ali entered the house of Muhammad from the very first day of his birth. Ali's mother, Fatima bint Asad, also lived there, who looked after his own son as well as Muhammad, so much so that later the Holy Prophet used to say that she was like his own mother. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of one of the greatest men and creatures on earth and the heaven, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him.
When you think of the legacy of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the strength of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the power of Amir al-Mu'mineen, what do you think really drove him? It was that love that he had. He channeled it properly and he achieved that which is impossible for others. Let's examine the love of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in multiple dimensions. The first dimension is the love of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, you see that he was always captivated by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was that fuel that always gave him energy. Wherever he went, whatever he did, he had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his mind. One day, as a report from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam states, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was on the minbar, on the pulpit in Masjid al-Kufa, a man by the name of Thu'lab came to him. Imam al-Sadiq says, Thu'lab was very courageous and very eloquent, and he had a very sharp tongue. He came to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and he asks him an interesting question. He tells him, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, tell me, هل رأيت ربك? Have you seen your Lord?" Now, Thu'lab was not an ignorant person, but there is a reason why he asked this question from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. The Imam alayhi salam told him, وَيْلَكَ يَا ذُعْلَبْ مَا كُنْتُ أَعْبُدُ رَبًّا لَمْ أَرَهُ. How do you expect me to worship a Lord that I have not seen? In other words, of course I've seen my Lord. Thu'lab asks him, كَيْفَ رَأَيْتَ? Show us, how did you see your Lord Allah? The Imam alayhi salam tells him, وَيْلَكَ يَا ذُعْلَبْ لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعُيُونَ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ رَأَتْهُ الْقُلُوبُ بِحَقَائِقِ الْإِيمَانِ. O Thu'lab, the eyes do not see him physically through sight, but it is the hearts that see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the reality of iman and faith. Look at this response by Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. عيد مبارك, come on, let's celebrate. عيد سعيد, let's enjoy this happy day. عيد مبارك, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah Allah, thank you for this day.
Piety, the eternal lesson of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is the title of this part. Today, which is the 30th of Rajab, marks the auspicious birth anniversary of the commander of the faithful and master of the pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace and greetings be upon him. He's the peak of human dignity and an eternal model for the faithful and the virtuous and all upright and high-minded people in the world to follow at all times. Piety is the eternal lesson that His Holiness Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace and greetings be upon him, taught to all human generations. In words and in practice, piety means constant watchfulness of one's words, deeds, thoughts, and intentions. In all the spheres of life, the commander of the faithful was the one who advanced vigorously without retreating. This means that he always held a firm, logical, and strong stance on principles and never backed off, and that he persevered in promoting values and firmly dealt with injustice, oppression and deviation, evil and wrongdoing. If you study the life of the commander of the faithful, you will notice that he was characterized by this feature during his whole life. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. and it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Imam Ali's lesson to the world of Islam today. What is it? The life of the commander of the faithful is full of lessons for us. Clarifying the issues for those who were confused was the most important characteristic. Among the characteristics of the commander of the faithful, who was the embodiment of all the good features that a person and a leader should have. Insight is the most important characteristics that we need in the present conditions. In all conditions, the commander of the faithful relied on his great courage and selflessness to raise public awareness, strengthen the faith of the people, and help them think more clearly. In the Battle of Safin, when the enemies realized that they were being defeated, they put copies of the Holy Quran on spears to stop the war. Some people went to the commander of the faithful and tried to persuade him to surrender and end the war. They spoke about the Quran. It was a strange and cunning act. Imam Ali told them, "You are wrong. You do not know them. These people do not really believe in the Quran. They only speak about the Quran when they are trapped." Of course, they did not listen to the commander of the faithful. They insisted on their demands, and the world of Islam paid the price.
You see that the Imam alayhi salam sees Allah in every step of his life. Anyone who would ask him a question about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see the love in the heart of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam flowing, waiting to speak about Allah and the attributes of Allah. And then the Imam alayhi salam gives a beautiful sermon to Thu'lab. He tells him, when we see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't see anything like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we see that Allah is the one who gave us emotions, we know He is above all emotions. When we see that we have limitations, we know that the one who created us does not have any limitations. Amir al-Mu'mineen truly, with his powerful eloquence, described to the world who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Sometimes with two words. At the time of the Imam alayhi salam, there were two deviant groups. One of them, they would think of Allah in physical terms. They would ascribe anthropomorphic qualities to Allah. Allah having a leg, having hands. Some people think of God in physical terms. This was one deviant group. The other deviant group were those who accused God of forcing us to commit our actions. They argued that Allah has planned everything and He's determined everything. You think you're the actor, but Allah is the one who's creating your actions. So the Imam alayhi salam was asked about these two ideas. Believe me, no one other than Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam can give you such a beautiful response in two beautiful words. The Imam alayhi salam beautifully, so eloquently stated, "At-tawheedu Allah tatawahama wal-adlu Allah tattahama." Even look at the rhyming in his words. The Imam says, true tawheed means that you don't subject Allah to the limits of your imagination. Anything that comes to your imagination, Allah is above that. At-tawheedu Allah tatawahama. What about justice? We believe in the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-adlu Allah tattahama. Don't put blame on Allah. You commit a sin. You commit evil acts and then you blame Allah for that. You say Allah is the one who has written everything. And so basically I'm stuck with this evil act. He's the one who caused it. The Imam says, no, that's not the concept of justice. The concept of justice defies this belief. So you truly see Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever he would go, whatever he would do, he was captivated by the love of his Lord. He would never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And our time is over. That was the end of today's special on the birthday anniversary of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Thank you very much for listening to us. Till another episode, have a nice time.
محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي حيدر